on record. Case series, silence. File 003, influence, status, active. Subsequent review of the record indicates increasing complexity. Initial findings supported a limited inquiry into the death of an adult female. Financial records, toxicological findings, and procedural documentation were reviewed independently. Each produced unanswered questions. Collectively, they suggest the matter extends beyond a single unexplained death. The record no longer reflects an isolated event. It reflects an expanding network of relationships whose significance has yet to be determined. A review of procedural activity identifies changes that occur after notification of death. Requests that would ordinarily proceed through routine administrative channels required additional review. Standard processing intervals became inconsistent. Documentation reflects repeated revisions to previously submitted materials. Supplemental records were added following the initial filing. Existing records were amended. Original language contained within certain entries is no longer recoverable. The record reflects revision. The basis for revision is not stated. Postmortem findings remain unchanged. Trace amounts of poison continue to support repeated exposure occurring over an extended period. No subsequent toxicological finding contradicts the original analysis. No record establishes the source of exposure. No document connects the toxicological findings to the recurring financial activity. The relationship, if present, remains unidentified. Financial activity and toxicological findings remain within the same record without a documented explanation. A review of associated records reveals increasing procedural complexity rather than greater clarity. Each additional document answers one question while introducing several others. Financial records identify the movement of funds. Institutional records identify the movement of information. Community records identify movement of relationships. None independently explains the subject's circumstances. Collectively, they suggest a level of complexity not apparent during the initial review. Influence seldom appears within a single document. It is more commonly observed across multiple records viewed over time. Repeated access, repeated association, repeated accommodation, repeated proximity. Individually, such observations possess limited evidentiary value. Collectively, they describe an environment in which influence may exist without ever requiring formal acknowledgement. The record documents the environment. It does not yet explain it. The investigation no longer seeks only to establish the circumstances surrounding the subject's death. Subsequent review indicates equal importance should be assigned to the environment in which those circumstances developed. Financial relationships, institutional relationships, community relationships, the boundaries separating them continue to narrow. Whether that convergence bears significance remains under review. The record reflects increasing complexity. The complexity remains unresolved. The record remains incomplete. Further review is anticipated. End of file 003, case series, silence, archived.